OWC, your source for connectivity, offers a wide variety of USB-C and Thunderbolt 3 docks to help you connect to your world. Ranging from travel docks with HDMI, USB 3, SD ports, and USB-C power pass-through while on the road, to desktop docks providing power to charge your laptop, and 14 ports to connect your monitors, external drives, headphones, wired Ethernet, and other devices using a single cable. See all the OWC products at owc.com/into.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
From the OWC studios, your source for connecting your laptop to the world, check out owc.com/into. That's owc.com/into. Welcome into Tomorrow for the weekend of March 29th, 2019. We always use the Friday dates going into every weekend. Many of our affiliate radio stations across this great country air the program on Saturdays, some on Sundays, several on Saturday and Sunday. So Friday dates give you an idea. And the reason we give you the date, well, if you hear something on the show, you want more info, you want to click on some links, you want to hear the answer in more detail, or get some info, show notes, all the good stuff. You visit us, in this case, intotomorrow.com. Look for the show for the weekend of March 29th, 2019. If you're listening to us on our free podcast, you could be hearing the show weeks from when it aired. Or on our stream, we stream the last 7 weeks' worth of shows, 24/7. And you can hear it that way. At least now you know, when you hear something, what show you go to. Does that make sense?
Yes, and with a three-hour show, 7 weeks worth, you can hear 21 hours worth of Into Tomorrow at a time on this stream.
Non-stop.
Yeah. Just stay Woo-hoo. Up for an all-nighter listening to Into Tomorrow.
Julio's in the control room making gun-to-his-head signs. If he had to hear the show for 21 straight hours, he would shoot himself.
I love it. So much information.
Oh, that could have been.
There.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't a gun. It was just like,
to point to all the knowledge that is now in his
head.
That's it. Okay, good. You just saved his job.
You're welcome.
That's very good. Erasmo is doing all the heavy editing, and boy, this week does he have some heavy editing. And Horatio out of New York City, always working with the show. Here in the studio with me, by the way, me is Dave Graveline, is none other than birthday girl, her own self this week.
Oh, that's me. Hi, Beth Gatrell.
Yeah, you used to have to pay. Now
right,
you don't.
Right, now we can sing it all
public
we want
because, domain. Yeah. So happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Beth. Happy birthday to you.
Just thanks. Yeah, finally 21. Yay!
For like the 30th time.
You used to be my favorite brother.
That's harsh. And who are you, by the way?
I used to be Chris Graveline, but I think now I'm like mud.
Now you're mud. Tech news and commentary in this segment, and then back to more of your calls, because it's what we do here at Into Tomorrow.
According to Jaguar Land Rover, the average driver spends 300 hours a year behind the wheel. Now, the company says that in that time, your car could be doing a lot more to help keep you healthy. Future vehicles from the automaker could use a special ultraviolet light, UVC light, in order to kill germs before they get through the car's ventilation system.
Oh. Mm.
The UVC technology is already used in the medical field to sterilize surfaces and air by neutralizing bacteria and other pathogens. JLR's idea is to integrate this into the many hidden vents and ducts inside your car's dashboard so that the air that gets blown into the cabin has already been sterilized. The company says the technology could prevent the spread of common colds and flus, but also says that studies show that UVC technology can cut the transmission of drug-resistant superbugs, including MRSA, by 30%.
Cool.
Huh, I wonder if that would help on my drive back and forth. You know, if they're listening and they'd like to send one,
you just
I'll
want a Jaguar.
Check it out.
Yeah. You just want to review a Jaguar.
Exactly. Oh, well, I do have a very long travel schedule back and forth, so I mean...
Miami to Naples and back and stuff.
I could review it pretty good for them.
Okay. Well, if somebody contacts Beth and offers her a Jaguar...
Mm-hmm. I'll give you an honest review.
You better give it to me. I'm the host.
Well, but you don't have to travel very far.
Oh, I'll drive. If I have a Jag, I'll drive.
You know, the average person spends 300 hours, you know, a year. You probably spend 300 hours of life, you know, behind the wheel of your car.
A life? Well I don't drive much. That's true.
Your car's, you know, like, what, 5 or 6 years old, and you got, like, maybe 15,000 miles on it?
Wow, I think I get that like in 1 week.
I'm at 39,000, I think. Yeah. So, I just don't drive a lot.
My car's half the age of yours, and I have more than twice your mileage.
Well, that's because you're silly. Hackers were able to deliver malware to more than 1 million Asus computer owners last year by hacking the company's software update system. That, according to security researchers, as they announced just last week, Moscow-based cybersecurity provider Kaspersky Labs said the attack took place between June and November last year and was used to deliver a software update. That's scary because you think you could trust your software updates with a backdoor that would give hackers access to infected machines, some 1 million of them.
That's a lot.
Yikes. So if you've got an Asus computer, just check it directly with the Asus website for updates. Don't just assume that you got an update and you're good to go, because it might be one of these not-so-nice updates.
Mm-hmm.
Very not good.
UPS is starting a trial run of delivering medical supplies via drone. Don't worry, it's not here. You can't get yours yet.
Oh, darn.
The experiment is being done in Raleigh, North Carolina, delivering supplies to one of their local hospitals. The program is being overseen by the Federal Aviation Administration and the North Carolina Department of Transportation. And they are starting small by only carrying payloads of up to 5 pounds over distances of 12.5 miles.
Well, but that's kind of cool, though.
It is very cool.
12 miles? Can be a local distribution center, and hey, send them out via drone.
And being tested in Raleigh, our listeners on the WPTF might be able to get these soon.
Exactly, so check it out.
There you go. If you're one of our listeners in Raleigh on WPTF, let us know if you've even seen one going by. You know, you're used to the brown trucks. Is it a brown drone? And does it say UPS on it? And the good thing about that is it will probably not throw it at your door, but place it at your door, unlike your drivers.
Yeah, it'd be a lot nicer than your drivers.
That's pretty cool, though. But let us know if you have been the recipient of a UPS drone delivery in Raleigh, since that's the only place they're doing it right now.
For now.
It's certainly going to happen. I think that's pretty darn cool.
Dozens of scientists, healthcare professionals, and academics have written a letter to the UN calling for an international ban of autonomous killer robots, saying that recent advances in artificial intelligence, quote, have brought us to the brink of a new arms race. The letter, which has been signed by more than 70 healthcare professionals, states that lethal autonomous weapons could fall into the hands of terrorists, lower the barrier to armed conflict, and, quote, become weapons of mass destruction, enabling very few to kill very many. The letter says that autonomous weapons are morally abhorrent, as we should never cede the decision to take a human life to algorithms.
No. Oh, my gosh. But how bizarre. Wow. Just the thought of it is enough to freak some people out.
And Japan pretty much piggybacked on this by releasing a statement saying that we are not now, nor do we ever have any plans to create autonomous weapons.
Oh, I hope not. But somebody will.
Let's hope other countries come up and say the same thing.
Yeah, it'll be in Iran or somebody like China, maybe even China, maybe Russia, but I would say more Iran would do something like that. Because they can.
Of course, I would expect that kind of announcement out of Japan, because last I heard, isn't war still illegal in Japan?
Yeah.
After World War II.
So are immigrants.
Yeah.
But that's a whole other story.
That's another show.
Yeah, exactly.
Different format.
Samsung and Motorola will be the first smartphone makers to launch 5G-enabled mobile devices next month. We've been talking for years about 5G is coming, but even where they're testing it, they don't have phones yet. Except, of course, laboratory-related and things of that nature. The companies are going head-to-head in a battle to convince consumers to buy their Samsung and Motorola products. The Samsung Galaxy S10 5G promises network speeds that beat those of 4G by roughly a factor of 20. That's pretty impressive. While the Moto Z3 5G mod will offer both LTE and 5G connectivity, the latter thanks to an accessory called the 5G Moto Mod. So they're getting there one way or another. Obviously, if you ultimately get 5G in your area, and no, AT&T does not yet have 5G. It's a joke. It's a misleading marketing ploy to try to make you think that they have 5G. They do not currently have it. So don't be suckered by some AT&T phony sales rep. But all the companies will eventually, and the big four, soon to be perhaps the big three, which right now T-Mobile, Sprint, Verizon, and AT&T, soon to be just T-Mobile, Verizon, and AT&T, will all have 5G probably next year, and then you can begin getting phones that will work on it. But imagine speeds of 10 times what we get right now on our phones, even with 4G LTE. 5G is going to make a huge difference in our lives with data and sharing data and doing all sorts of things. Going to cost you a fortune initially, too.
Awesome. So we'll never get the kids off the phone now.
Yeah, fair. But they'll be on the phone
faster.
Faster, but for longer times.
So they can reply to your texts much faster.
Yeah, listen to that, kids. Reply to mom and dad's texts faster.
See, that's how I use my iPhone. If they don't reply, I just hit that locate iPhone. It makes an obnoxious buzzing, and then I get an answer.
But one of the cool new things about 5G is you can remotely destroy someone else's phone.
I just don't make destroy it, because
no.
I have to buy a new one.
But make it cook right in their hand. Boom! You don't respond to my text? Ha! Got you. Boom! That's not true.
Yeah.
Chris was looking at me like, are we sure about that? I don't know if we should be saying that.
And if you destroy
it. That's your April Fool's joke this week.
Exactly. And if you destroy it, you know that a week later, then you're going to have to buy it over. So it's
not
worth it.
Well, but it was a thought that counts, because I bet a lot of people were going, oh, I hope so. Oh, yeah, that would be so nice.
But parents, as the ones that are paying for these phones for the kids, they probably don't want to destroy them.
Yeah, not so much.
Well, okay. Then I could have been a little less harsh.
Maybe just turn off the Wi-Fi.
No, just turn it off until the parent unlocked it. There you go. There's an appropriate feature.
There you go. Perfect. We should work on that.
We can do it even for your friends who don't respond.
You know, that reminds me of the best thing I've ever seen. I saw this on the internet. Some parents are doing for their kids to get, because I guess they occasionally will change their Wi-Fi password at their house, and they have a list of chores. And they say, for each chore you do, you get one letter of the password. So once all your chores are done, you now have the complete password for the Wi-Fi so you can get on.
Oh, I like that.
I saw that.
Oh, moms and dad listening. Kids, never mind. You know, go to your Apple Music for a second. Okay, here's what you do, moms and dads. That's a good idea. So change the password. You know, make it 7 or 8 letters, and put a letter for every chore. You know, garbage out, dishes done. You know, things like that. Oh, that's clever.
Well, if they're like mine, they're old enough to drive, and they'll just leave, go somewhere else.
Okay, well, then they're not hogging up your Wi-Fi, at least.
There you go.
So one way or the other, you win.
You take the keys and tell them if they leave with the car, you'll report the car stolen.
There you go.
It's a little crazy over here.
Can you tell I raised a teenager?
Yeah, I can tell. Oh, wait. I sent some of the kids came back from Apple Music. Hey, welcome back. You didn't miss anything. We were just giving some parental advice. It's what we do.
The U.S. military is testing delivery drones that can transport supplies over long distances and then be thrown away after each use.
What? They can throw them our way?
Yeah. Well, these are the kind of drones you're thinking of with the propellers, or the like military-type drones.
Oh, okay. Well,
these are made out of cheap plywood. The bigger version of the two gliders being tested can carry roughly 1,800 pounds. The scientists at Logistic Gliders revealed that their gliders just successfully completed a series of tests with the U.S. Marines. If cleared for mass production, the LG-1K and its bigger counterpart, the LG-2K, could cost as little as a few $100 each.
Wow.
And these are the kind of gliders that they basically take them up to the heights with either a helicopter or a military plane.
And then cut them loose.
Release them, and then they sort of glide to their destination.
Wow. That's pretty cool. But I don't like
and
the idea
they self-destruct.
Of... self-destruct. I hope so, because we don't want somebody else getting the...
Well, they're saying because they carry their payload, and so you deliver it to troops, whatever, on the ground, then you get the payload out, and you just leave the drone where it is.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So it's really only going to our troops, so hopefully not falling into the wrong hands.
With these payloads, they basically deliver supplies to ground troops where you can't get in to drop something in.
Yeah, meals ready to eat or extra ammo
or something.
I'm sure
it's not their biggest, greatest... military weapons or anything.
No, of course not. We don't want to be giving away our secrets, for example. That would not be a wise thing to do. Lisa in Cary, North Carolina, listens on News Radio 680 WPTF. Oh, we were just talking about Raleigh. Hey, Lisa.
We're getting ready to cut the cord with cable and go with either the YouTube TV or the PlayStation View.
Mm.
It's between those two, I think, are the best choices. But what can we do about a DVR? Is there something that we can purchase that we could record like we do for cable on our DVR through the cable company?
Well, good question, Lisa. Both PS View and YouTube TV already offer some DVR functionality. PS View will allow you to keep your shows for 28 days. YouTube TV will keep them for 9 months. That's quite a bit of disparity there. But in both cases, that assumes that you keep an active subscription. Don't expect to keep any shows if you leave, or to still have them if you leave and then come back later.
Yeah, both services include DVR as part of your monthly charge, so you won't have to pay any extra fees to have it. And both use cloud DVR services as opposed to a box that you need to keep at home. And that also helps when you're traveling, so you get your shows wherever you are.
True.
Other than the fact that you're technically getting those shows streamed back to you from the internet, there's really no difference between what you do with a local DVR and what you do with these. You can record a show or set it to automatically record every episode of the show.
And like with cable DVRs, you only get access to whatever you recorded for as long as you're a subscriber. But keep those time limits we gave you earlier in mind if you're slow to catch up. 9 months is a long time to get up to speed on your shows, but 28 days is not. And if you go with PS View, you may miss out on some of your recorded shows if you don't stay on top of your binge-watching duties.
Yeah, and I've got shows on my DVR that are 5 or 6 weeks old. Well, there you go. I've missed the previous oldest two episodes, for example, if I was on PS View. So you got to keep up with that. If you're planning a lot of travel, then maybe that's not the thing for you, unless you can watch them while you're traveling. But again, you got to need Wi-Fi, and you're going to need a decent broadband amount of Wi-Fi to stream these things. Lisa, let us know if that works out for you and what you end up with, because it'll help other listeners with that info as well. Intotomorrow.com. Oh, we'll meet you there.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-561-6198. 800-561-6198. 800-561-6198. Again, that's 800-561-6198. 6198.
Your favorite tech show, Into Tomorrow, is continuing. You know, in Mexico City, there are special bins that offer free Wi-Fi to people who properly dispose of their dog poop. So okay. There you go. A perfectly good use of your dog poop.
Think
is
I need
awesome. Get some Wi-Fi.
I think I need that in my neighborhood to keep that literally that garbage out of my yard.
Yes, for sure. Oy, oy, oy. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
I'm Beth Gatrell. And don't forget, you can listen to all 3 hours of Into Tomorrow via our website at intotomorrow.com. Streaming provided by StreamGuys.com.
It's time for our info history feature. IFA is one of the largest and oldest tech shows in the world. With this week's look back at IFA's historic past.
Here's Chris Graveline.
IFA history. History, IFA.
When the DVD IFA was introduced in the
IFA
mid-90s,
history.
It was first used for data storage.
What was that?
When the DVD was introduced.
Oh, somebody was talking over you. Sorry.
Yeah. It was first used for data storage as its capacity was 5 times higher than that of a CD.
Woo!
In 1997, the first DVD burners for PCs came to the market, followed by the first consumer DVD players, which had their world premiere at the International Funkausstellung in 1997.
Nerd alert!
Was that for me? Mm-hmm. Now that show is known worldwide as IFA.
Steepy! I'm so happy!
Movie content was protected by regional codes, and copy protection and the quality was perfect even in multiple copies.
Affirmative. Initiative.
That's this week's IFA Update, brought to you by Messe Berlin. Be sure to visit ifa-berlin.com.
And we'll be there for our, I think, 17th year. I'm beginning to lose track. I have to count on fingers and hands and toes and whatnot. But our 17th year broadcasting from that huge consumer tech show, rich in tech history, biggest show in the world. Mm-hmm. And we are there for you. Coming up in September, so don't miss a minute of that. Do you receive, and I don't mean you guys here in the control room and studio, I know you do, but those listening, do you get our free once-a-week tech newsletter? Of course you do, but for those couple that do not, if you raised your hand that you do not, here's how you get it. Visit intotomorrow.com anytime at your convenience. A little box pops up if the internet gods are with us, and we ask only for your email address, which, by the way, we don't share with anyone. Then you get a subsequent email, double opt-in to confirm. Click the link, and voila, you begin to receive our tech newsletter once a week. It's free. Some thoughts, some tech news, who's on the show this week. Even some of you as callers, we get to let you know that you'll be coming up on the show. And Beth's tech tip this week is...
it's all about how you can fool people using things like your tech. April Fool's Day is coming up after all, and there's all kinds of pranks that you can pull by looking up on the internet for them or actually using tech, like showing someone your cracked screen. It's not really a cracked screen.
Oh, gosh.
And data breaches are a regular occurrence these days, but have hackers been digging around in your personal information? We'll tell you about some tools to help you figure out if your online accounts have been hacked and if your email addresses and passwords were stolen.
So do subscribe, won't you? To our free once-a-week tech newsletter. You'll want it, I'm sure. And it's very easy to unsubscribe. Not that anyone ever does, but you can if you need to. Visit us at intotomorrow.com. Sign up.
Attention.
Do you have chronic back pain, knee pain, or arthritis? If you have Medicare or private insurance like Aetna, UnitedHealthcare, Humana, or Blue Cross, you may qualify for a safe, drug-free remedy for your everyday back and knee pain, but you must call now. You may be eligible for a pain-relieving back or knee brace at little or no cost to you. These pain relief braces are ideal for back pain, arthritis, sciatica, leg pain, knee pain, and other painful conditions that make life difficult. Our associates will work directly with Medicare or your insurance company for free. Your knee or back brace will be delivered directly to your door. Imagine playing with your grandkids or enjoying tennis or golf again. Call the National Knee and Back Brace Center to qualify for your Medicare or insurance-covered knee or back brace.
Call 800-674-9179. 800-674-9179. 800-674-9179.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. Delighted to have you join us. And, of course, even more delighted when you get social with us. You can do that. You know, follow us on Twitter, at IT Radio Show. Like us, of course, on Facebook, fb.com/intotomorrow. And you get personal with me as well. If you'd like, I'd love it if you get social with me, too. On Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, it's all the same, at Dave Graveline. Glad to have you with us. Our next guest provides cybersecurity consulting to Fortune 500 companies and is author of the new book, Online Danger, How to Protect Yourself and Your Loved Ones from the Evil Side of the Internet. Yeah, we all know there's certainly an evil side and then some. Joining us, as I mentioned, the author of Online Danger and Secure Anchor Cybersecurity Consulting Firm, Dr. Eric Cole. Dr. Cole, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you, sir?
I am doing awesome. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. It's unfortunate that we have to talk about these things, but we do every week at one point or other for 23 years now on the air on this show, talking about the dangers online, because you got to be very naive or just flat out stupid to not know there are dangers online.
Absolutely. And the problem is most people are using social media sites, computers, and phones, and they assume they're secure by default. And that's the biggest mistake you can make, because all of this technology is wide open and vulnerable.
So that's a good point. Just folks that sit back and kind of figure, I'm okay. I don't go to places I shouldn't. I'm not on sites that are questionable. Why would there be a problem for me?
Exactly. I joked that 10 years ago, you would only have to worry about getting infected with viruses and malware if you surfed to porn sites. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately today, if you go to any site, not only could it be compromised, but in many cases, you go to a search engine, you put in a search result, and many of those results that you click on are actually malicious, and one click is all it takes to compromise your system.
How do you know, then, if your search results are going to be a hazard for you?
That's the problem, is the adversary, the hackers, they have gotten so good that they make their results look just like legitimate results. So unfortunately, the advice today is one of two things. Either have a separate computer that you surf the web on so when it gets infected, your personal data is protected, or only go to known trusted sites.
Wow. And I got to say, while that's good advice, it's also not so practical, though, I think, for most of us, because how can we do any work, as I do and many people do, all day online and answering emails and whatnot and having to go to sites and click links and everything else if you say, wait, hold on, it's a separate computer, so now let me manually put in that long, convoluted link because I want to be protected. It sounds like great advice, but how practical is something like that?
What it ultimately comes down to is how much is the pain worth to you? Because if you look at driving in a car, wearing a seatbelt is an inconvenience. But we've learned to do it because it keeps us safer. What I do is if I'm just doing general surfing, general information, I have one computer. But if I ever have to do online banking, anything that's real sensitive, anything that if it got compromised would really cause harm, that's when I use the second computer. And yes, the first 30 days of doing it, it's going to be annoying. But once you get the habit built, you'll be much safer.
The seatbelt analogy is actually a good example. I think that kind of makes sense. I know we've had a record-breaking year of cyber attacks this past year. In 2018 and beyond, as we head further into tomorrow, I'm imagining the threats are only going to get worse.
Yeah, the way I describe it is 2017 was just the warm-up. That was just the cover band because adversaries and attackers were still figuring out the landscape. Now that they know it's big money, 2017 finished $8 billion of cybercrime, and they're estimating in 2018 for it to triple.
Oh, jeez. You know, and you would hope that there's not that many bad actors, guys and gals around the world that have nothing better to do than to mess with us or try to steal our data or our money or otherwise. But, yeah, you're right. It's only getting worse, and we've only barely scratched the surface. 8.5 billion connected things will be in use worldwide this year. And, of course, that also includes, like, a growing number of toys that can be connected online, and many folks got them, gave them this past holiday season. That poses even more problems now when we're talking about toys and hackers can get into our kids' toys.
Exactly. And the problem is most people are good, moral, ethical people, so they don't think like the adversary. And I hear parents all the time going, seriously, if a hacker broke into my kid's Furby, their toy, and they turned on the camera or the microphone, who cares? What's the big deal? And then I tell them, what if a child predator turned on the camera to monitor your child and then used the location tracking service to find out when they were home alone? Mm. And unfortunately, this is happening today, and these really slimy people are using this technology to hurt our children.
And it is a scary thing, and certainly when you put it in those terms, it does happen, it is happening, and it can happen to your child as well with these things that are so fun to play with, but you've got to be careful. So do we not give these toys? Do we take them back if we did give them over the holidays? How do we deal with those kinds of things?
So the bad news is these toys out of the box are not secure and vulnerable. The good news is if you actually read the directions, they give you ways to secure them. So if you spent 15, 20 minutes, you can make them secure, but they're not secure by default.
And one would think that that would make so much sense for these companies to secure them by default so that they don't get the bad rep that they are getting now by us, for example, and others that are saying, well, let me see, I have a choice between a cool toy that may or may not be secure or something that's not connected to the internet or otherwise, and they'll have just as much fun with it.
The problem is, consumers today are still not willing to pay for security. So if you had one company that had a toy that was easy to use but vulnerable, and you had another toy that was very, very hard to set up and difficult to use but secure, unfortunately, the ease of use still wins today. And until that mentality changes, we're going to have a lot of issues and problems.
Wow. It continues to be all about the almighty dollar one way or the other, which, of course, in this case, time is money. And somebody's got to make it secure or put it in the instructions, and we take our time to make it secure. But certainly your kids are worth following those instructions and doing it right.
Exactly. But unfortunately, a lot of parents aren't aware. So when I tell parents, listen, they're not secure, but they can be, every single parent does the right thing. But that message isn't getting out there.
Yeah. Well, it is in this case, and that's a good
exactly.
thing, certainly. And glad that you're helping to spread that word. Now, one of the things you talk about as well is that unsecured Bluetooth connections can also put kids in danger.
Yes, because Bluetooth is just another form of wireless. You have to be a little closer. But this is an example. When Bluetooth first came out, you had to be very close. The new technology, you can be pretty far, thousands of feet away. So if they're playing in a store or somewhere else, somebody can still connect, still get access, and still spy on your children.
Jeez. I mean, so it's weird because you could have a creep in the coffee shop as you're in there with your kids getting a little refreshing beverage and so forth. And maybe they're wearing headphones, so you don't know what they're listening to. But they're actually maybe eavesdropping on your kids playing with the toys across the room.
Exactly. And the thing that's so frustrating to me is when you buy those toys, they have warnings about this piece a kid can choke on. They have warnings that there's plastic where the kid could suffocate, but they have no warning about cybersecurity. So parents are fully unaware of just how easy it is for these criminals to cause harm.
I hope you're not in the middle of traffic and we're causing you a problem. So I'm hearing car horns. So.
No, I was in a meeting and had to step out, so I thought I found a quiet area, but somebody, of course, had to honk their horn.
As long as you're not talking and driving, interviewing and driving, that we want you to be safe. That's fine.
Now, no, I'm not doing that.
Okay, good. Now, Eric, you mentioned Furbies earlier as one good example. What other kinds of toys that parents might have provided to their children this past holiday season, or grandparents or otherwise, should they be particularly careful for, or that you're hearing more about in terms of these kinds of issues?
Any toy that has a camera, has a microphone, or has any internet connectivity, you want to watch out for. Like one of the ones I saw that just terrified me, it was a hide-and-seek game where basically you would hide these toys around the house, and then you would use an app on your phone, and it would use the location service to tell you where the toys were hidden. And I'm thinking, if that's in your kid's pocket,
jeez,
you are basically giving your child a tracking device where anyone could find or locate them.
Yeah. I mean, it might sound like a cool, fun toy for hide-and-seek, but no. That it kind of defeats that whole purpose about keeping your own child safe.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Well, you want to learn more, you've got to visit OnlineDanger.com. Dr. Eric Cole, the author of Online Danger, get his book as well, available everywhere you would expect to find books. And check out the site. We'll link you there, too. Of course, Erica, you're a delight to talk to. It's unfortunate we have to talk about this, but I'm glad that you're bringing these important things to mind, and we're happy to help you spread the word and warn parents and grandparents and kids themselves to be extra careful.
And I appreciate that, because my mission is to make cyberspace safe for your children and your family.
Well, keep up the good work as you're doing it, and we appreciate that by all means. OnlineDanger.com. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue bringing you further into tomorrow. Hit us up at intotomorrow.com anytime at your leisure.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962.
Welcome back with another Into Tomorrow Tech Tidbit. In 2012, NYU Poly constructed a robotic fish and placed it in a tank of golden shiners. The robot simulated the fish's motion so well, it was eventually accepted, and it became their leader.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but we shouldn't be worried about tech at all.
No, it's not taking over. It's just leading the world of fishes. Just another Into Tomorrow Tech Tidbit for you. We try to run across these little things that make us all go, what? Or, or something. By the way, I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
And I'm Beth Gatrell.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Know before you go high or low with customizable alerts and alarms. Visit Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
We've been having some fun lately with some unique, funny, clever, sometimes rude, what have you, names for Wi-Fi routers that you and us and other folks have been able to come up with. Because we invite you to change the name on your Wi-Fi router. Get creative. You can do it. It's very easy. Follow the simple instructions that came with your router, or look it up online and say how to change my Wi-Fi router name. It's very easy. And change it to something more unique. But meantime, if you drop down available Wi-Fi in your neighborhood or at the coffee shop or at work or what have you, you're going to come up with a few things. One of the ones that I did the other day nearby was Bathroom Cam 2. I thought, okay, that's scary. You certainly don't want to get on that one. How about Apartment 12C is the loneliest number? Aw, I mean, I felt bad. I don't live in an apartment, but, you know. A Linksys to the past. That was kind of clever. I mean, it's a Linksys router. Instead of just leaving it Linksys router, he changed it to that. Access denied. But that's a good one. Because you don't want people mooching off your Wi-Fi. Alice in Wi-Fi Land. That's a little something there. Fun. Bedroom drapes open. Please watch us. Now, that was creepy.
That's a little weird,
yeah.
I will say.
I thought, okay, I'll end on that one at this time.
I have a few. My neighbor is hot.
That kind of goes along with the last one I did.
I wonder if you sit there and wonder, am I the neighbor?
Yeah, really. Oh, boy.
I can hear you pooping.
Oh, no, you didn't go there.
Searching for a girlfriend.
Okay.
a good use of tech, I guess.
Yeah.
I have Wi-Fi and you don't.
Jeez.
And I like insert coin to continue.
Now, that's clever, because unfortunately some people might go, okay, where exactly do
insert
I put it?
A coin?
I know I have this cup holder on my old thing. No, that's a CD. Well, never mind. Yeah, insert coin there. Have you run across a few that were kind of funny lately?
I have. One I'm thinking about going home and making my own.
Oh?
Because, you know, my daughter has this adorable new puppy. And this one I saw says, shut your dog up.
Oh. Are you suggesting her adorable new puppy yaps a lot?
He does.
Oh, okay.
So I might use that one. Or maybe leave food, get password.
Oh, that's good. You know, maybe order your neighbor some Grubhub, and then you can get on his or her Wi-Fi.
Or crack me if you can.
That's too much of an invite. I don't really
I know. That's I'm thinking, like, oh, I could crack that maybe.
Yeah.
Or Hacker's Haven.
Okay.
I paid for this. Did you?
Yeah.
Or I read your Facebook.
Uh-oh. Ooh, that'll scare some people, too. I like, buy me a beer. That suggests maybe I'll give you some Wi-Fi, right? Buy me a beer. Can't touch this.
What is that? Where's that song from?
Of course, mine is called Celebrity Wi-Fi. Here's one I think you'll like, Beth. Chip and Dale.
Oh, they're cute little chipmunks from Disney.
There you go. Chuck Norris Wi-Fi Network. Apparently, it's indestructible, and it can't be hacked.
There you go.
So that's one. Come and clean up my house. I should change my router to that. Maybe somebody will say, oh, sure, glad to help. Connect at your own risk. We're doing Wi-Fi router names. What are some of the fun ones that you've run across?
Notavirus.exe.
And if you believe that, right?
Yeah. Nice try, neighbor, and property of my hot girlfriend only.
And I'll end this particular segment with freeloader! That kind of wraps it up. What do you think? Some funny, clever Wi-Fi names for your router or your neighbors or others that you've run across? Let us know. We'll send you prizes for participating. 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation, drops in the dollar's value, some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662-6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
You're tuned into tomorrow, your GasX for Tech. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
I'm Beth Gatrell, and this portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by OWC, your source for connecting your laptop to the world. Special Into Tomorrow products and pricing at owc.com/into. That's owc.com/into.
You know, we've talked about it over our 24 years on the air. There used to be fake Apple stores in China. They were so fake, in fact, that even the staff were convinced that they were working for Apple.
I went into
several of them in Beijing and Shanghai and Shenzhen and a couple of other places, and it's like, this is such a fake store. And they thought they were all Apple employees. It was really sad. But just another little tech tidbit for you.
Did they not get a paycheck from a company that didn't say Apple?
It probably said Apple on their paychecks, too, because they can get away with all kind of stuff in China. It's so bizarre.
So if you call in to participate on the show and your call makes it to air, we've got a long list of prizes that we like to send out to you, including several of the following. If you want any of the particular prizes that we say, no promises, no guarantees, but do tell us when you call in and we'll do our best to get that item to you.
There you go. Like Micro Novelty has sent us some Tropo handheld battery-powered air pumps for all of your inflatables.
And from Hyper, Juice AirPods wireless charging cases will fully charge your AirPods in an hour and a half.
Killer Concepts, we've got some of their Piggy Pro phone stands, razor-thin stands that stick to the back of any phone.
Magnet Pal sent us a bunch of their very cool rare earth magnets with telescoping grab-it sticks, so you can pick up all kind of metal items in those hard-to-reach places.
And TV Jockstrap sent us elastic straps that wrap around your TV and hide sports score tickers so you don't see the score before watching a recorded game.
And what is that called?
TV Jockstrap.
Oh, okay. So it's weird. They're weird products, but they do the job.
It is
interesting. They do exactly what it says.
It would be good for me when I'm watching the news because I find myself, I get distracted very easily and I'll read the scrolling across the bottom and then I'll miss what they're saying, so I'll have to rewind. That would be great for me.
Well, there you go. If you want any of those, no promise, no guarantee, but tell us when you call in to 800-899-INTO.
bringing you the latest in consumer electronics and technology. This has been Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. To participate with Dave and his tech geniuses and win prizes anytime 24/7, use our free Into Tomorrow app for your iPhone, Android, and netbooks, available in your app store, or call 1-800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686. Be sure to visit our website anytime to read our show notes and watch our ITTV videos at intotomorrow.com. And join us next week as we bring you further Into Tomorrow.